would.
Amen. Let's look into the Word this morning.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Last night, Sister Ruth was talking about using the word reach a number of times, talking about reaching people for Christ. And, reaching. Have you ever had to reach for something that was beyond your grasp? All the time, right, Ruth? In our house, that's ongoing thing. Just always trying to reach for something that's just outside of my reach. I was at Flying J the other day, swing by there, needed to pick something up, and I was actually there, I was going to price and just get a price on something. And all the ones that they have were on the very top shelf. I looked through the entire their own store section there, couldn't find it. It's on the very top shelf. They had all of them up there, all different sizes. It's on this very really high shelf. And I started to do one of these things, you know. I got about this far, and I forget it. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. I left. Forget it. And if they can't put them down for a short man to reach them, they don't need to sell them to me. I'm going to go somewhere where they can put them down for a short man to reach it. But there's some things that, you know, you stretch, you reach. And there's some things you say, you know, that's worth reaching for. That's worth reaching out there for. You know, if reaching, is one of the very first motor skills that we developed as a child, to reach. Know that? You think about it. One of the very first things that you, as a child, you learned to reach. Your parents would hold something out in front of you, get your attention, and you would reach for it. And when you'd reach out for it, they'd get all excited. You know, here you were. What, 2 months old, and you was reaching for something, and they thought you just went to the moon, you know? But you just reached out to grab some little baby toy or something. But that's one of the early motor skills that we developed, is to reach. What is it that makes us reach? What is it that causes us to reach beyond where we're at right now, to reach to something? Reach for something. Stretch. You know, stretching is something that we do almost without thinking. But stretching is something that is physically necessary and important for our physical body. Stretching is a form of physical exercise in which a specific muscle or tendon or muscle group is deliberately flexed or stretched in order to improve the muscle's felt elasticity. Wow. I love that word, elasticity, and achieve comfortable muscle tone. The result is a feeling of increased muscle control, flexibility, and range of motion. Stretching is also used therapeutically to alleviate cramps, to stretch us, to stretch. In its most basic form, stretching is natural and very instinctive. When you get up in the morning, sometimes you'll stretch. When you crawl out of a tight space, when one of some of you climb out of your little car, you'll stretch, right? When you get out of a tight area, you might stretch your limbs. You know, stretching is important because it also can reduce injury by stretching. Athletes, they do go through an intensive stretching routine before they get into their activity that they're getting ready to take on. They stretch their muscles because it reduces injury when they get in to the game or in the activity that they're getting ready to take on. Brother Rob tells me that in the mornings at Ameren, the linemen, they have a stretching routine that they are to go through every morning before they go to work, and it's in order that it reduces injury in the workplace. Stretching. Stretching is something that is needful. You know, it's not just, if you look around, it's natural. Even animals stretch. You'll get up and stretch, and your dog will get up and stretch right along with you. Stretching, reaching out from farther than what we, and stretching for something that we want. What is it that makes us reach? I believe it's a desire for something. It's a longing for something that you want, that you long to have or to grasp. So therefore, you reach out for it. You stretch. You put out the effort to stretch out so you can take hold of what it is that you desire to have. Let me ask you today, what is it that you desire in your life this morning? What is it that you would long for in your body, in your life, in your home, in your family, that you would long for today, that you'd be willing, that you'd have enough desire for, that you'd be willing to stretch? Stretch. If you look at that word stretch, it's used about 50 times in the scripture. It is used, the word stretch. Psalms 143 in verse 6 says, I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. I stretch forth my hands to thee. Have you ever seen a child that they would stretch their hands out to their father? They would stretch their hands out. What are they? They're longing, they're desiring for their father, their mother, the one that they love, to pick them up, to hold them, to take them and embrace them. They are longing for that. That stretch. There's a need for us to have a desire in our heart for something much better and something much, much more beyond where we're at right now. Stretch ourselves. Stretch. Amen. Matthew chapter 12 is where I want you to turn with me today. Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 9. We're going to read this little story about the man with a withered hand. Verse 9 said, when he was departed thence, he went into their synagogue, and behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days, that they might accuse him? And he said unto them, what man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep? And if it fall in the pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Then saith he to the man, stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole, like as the other. He simply said, stretch forth your hand. Get beyond what it is that's holding you back and stretch out for something that you desire and that you would like to have. You know, sometimes when we come to church, hey man, we need to realize we need to stretch. No, I'm not talking about a stretching routine that we might go through, amen, where we stretch our muscles and we get ourselves more flexible so that we can worship. We don't need to go into one of those routines. But when we come into the house of God, we need to realize that there needs to be a desire in us that what we need from God and what we long for in our life, amen, is just beyond our reach, and we need to stretch ourselves. Stretch ourselves. Amen, to get a hold of something that is just beyond your reach. This man still had one good hand. He had two good feet. Everything else seemed to be in working order. Amen, you know what? He seemed to have a functioning life, but he had a withered hand. The one thing that he was missing. Amen, you may be here today and it seems like everything's looking good in your life. Maybe everything's functioning fine for you, but can I tell you, amen, maybe there's something greater that's just a little bit out of your reach today. If you could stretch out your hand and stretch to the Lord, I believe the Lord would help you today. Amen. The Lord has come to seek and to save that which was lost. He comes to give us the desires of our heart. Amen. He comes to deliver us from our sin. He comes to heal the brokenhearted. He comes to work in our life today. Amen. The fact is, sometimes we just need to stretch ourselves and reach out to the Lord. This man had a desire for something much better. This man had a desire for something to change. This man had a desire, amen, to take a risk of revealing his handicap in order that he could stretch it out and receive something from God. What about you today? Are you willing to take the risk? Are you willing to take a chance today? Amen. And stretch out towards God. Stretch your hand out towards the Lord. Amen. And reach out to him and just see if God might not reach back to you. Stretch. Hallelujah. It's a possibility for a change. It's a possibility to have the desire of your heart met. It's the possibility that the desire that you've longed for in your life, amen, it might just be right there where you could reach out and take hold of it today if you're willing to stretch. If you're willing to stretch. You see, sometimes we come into church and we've got our own little idea. We've got our own little box, amen, of how we expect God to work in our life and how we expect church to go and how we expect God to speak to us. Amen. And I believe sometimes God tries to get us, amen, to stretch out of our comfort zone just a little bit. Amen. To move out of our comfort zone, to stretch out a little bit. Amen. To expose ourselves just a little bit. Amen. So that God can reach out and touch our life. I'm telling you, amen, sometimes you just need to stretch and reach for God. Reach for God. Amen. Maybe your home is on the verge of destruction. Maybe your marriage is about ready to fall apart. Maybe your teenager is about ready to become another statistic. Amen. Maybe your home and your life is just going to be another casualty. Amen. I think if you know what? Amen. If I was in the house of the Lord, I'd be willing to try to stretch in order to avoid those things happening in my life. Amen. I would be willing to say, you know what? The way I am right now is not good enough. I think I need to stretch out. I need to reach out to the Lord. Amen. I need to reach out as far as I can reach. Amen. Put a little bit of effort in this and reach out. Amen. And stretch your hand out toward God and just see if the Lord may not help you. Amen. Amen. A man with a withered hand that was willing to stretch. Amen. He was willing to go beyond the witheredness of his life and stretch his hand out and say, would you help me? Amen. A man that was willing, amen, to reveal that all looking on that, you know what? I've got a problem. I'm not like everybody else here. Amen. I've got a shortcoming right here and I'm reaching out. I'm willing to reveal it. Amen. My life's not perfect. Everything's not just right in my life and I need God. And he was willing to stretch out his hand. Amen. So that God could help him. What about you? Are you willing? Are you ready? Amen. To say, look, I'm ready for somebody to realize I don't have it all together. My life's not perfect. My home's not perfect. My marriage's not perfect. My kids aren't perfect. And I'm willing to stretch out my hand, amen, to God so that God can help me today. Hallelujah. If you was walking across a frozen lake and you got out on that frozen lake and then all of a sudden you felt the ice begin to crack around you and crumble around you. One second you're standing on ice and the next minute you're floating on water. You've bobbed below, down below the surface and back up. You try to reach over to the ice and when you reach over to the ice, it crumbles under the weight as you try to pull yourself out. The more that you try to reach, the more that breaks off. You realize that you don't have much time. Suddenly, you see somebody laying down on the ice. They've stretched themselves out across the ice. They've reached out their hand as far as they can reach it. They've stretched themselves out as far as they can reach. And they're saying, just reach out. Just stretch your hand out right now and take hold of my hand. How much coaching, how much encouragement would it take for you that was about ready to die in freezing water, amen, to reach out your hand. You might reach out your hand and you might find that you're just a few inches short of where you need to be. Just a few inches short of where you need to be. What are you going to do? Amen. You're going to stretch out as far as you can stretch. Amen. Until you finally feel your fingertips meet. Until you finally feel your hands clasp one another. Until you feel the strength of that other hand grab a hold of you. Amen. You're going to stretch out as far and as long as you can. Amen. So that hand could grab you and pull you up out of the freezing water. Amen. Let me tell you, the Lord today reaches out to you. Amen. And he says, stretch forth thine hand. Stretch it out. God's reached out to you. Amen. And all you have to do is reach out to him. Stretch out your hand. That's right. See, you're floating. You're floating in the broken ice and freezing water of your home. Amen. That's crumbling all around you. Amen. And the Lord's got his hand out to you right now. Amen. He's throwing out a lifeline to you and he's saying, would you reach out? Reach out. Would you stretch out? How many of you, you know, I can see that little reach out. No. Man, when you're desperate, man, you stretch. You stretch. You give it all you got. Amen. You pull every bit of strength and every bit of energy you have, and you stretch yourself out. Man, the Lord's reaching for you today. He's reaching for you today. Tell you what, there's some things it's worth stretching for. When I was in Flying J, I looked up at that, and I thought, you know what? It's not worth it. I don't need it that bad. I'm not worried about it. I can live without it. I'll go somewhere else. I'll do something else. Something else will work. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to let some man sit back there in a security room looking at a security camera and a video, watching the short man trying to reach up there and grab that thing off the top shelf, Brother Caleb. I'm not going to let him do it. I'm not going to give him the satisfaction of it. I'll leave. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Right? Is what you need God to do in your life worth stretching for? Is it worth stretching for? Tell you what, you know what? What I needed on the top shelf wasn't worth it. But I'll tell you what, if one of my children or grandchildren was in danger, it'd be worth it. Man, if my home was in danger, it'd be worth it today. To stretch as far as I can stretch. Amen. To do all that I can do. Amen. Listen, for you today, I'm telling you. Amen. The Lord's doing all he can do. He stretched out his hand to you and he said, now. Amen. Is it worth it? Is it worth getting help in your life to stretch out your hand and say, God, I need you. I need you to help me. Amen. Is it worth it? Amen. Is it worth saving your home, saving a marriage, saving your family? Amen. Saving your future? Amen. Is it worth saving your soul? Amen. For you to reach out with all that you've got? Amen. And take hold of the hand of God. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? Is it worth stretching for? I believe there's some things worth stretching for. Man, if you knew that that's where the answer was, is it worth it? This morning, I'm just giving you a chance to stretch. Because you need God, and that's the only thing that's going to work. And God stretched his hand out. God stretched his hand out. God's went as far and done as much as he can do. Yeah. He's reached as far and stretched as far as he can reach for you. Now somebody needs to stretch forth their hand. Stretch forth your hand. I believe the Lord, man, would be like a father trying to save his child from danger. He would stretch. He would go as far as he could go. He would reach as far as he had could reach, over a cliff, down a hole, to a burning building. He'd reach as far as he could reach. And I believe that's where God's at this morning. Amen. If you would listen to me, God is reaching as far as he can reach. Far as he can reach. He's done all he can do. Now he's asking, stretch forth thine hand. Stretch forth thine hand. Amen. There's a miracle waiting for you. Praise God. Stand with me if you would. Hallelujah. Help us today, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's obey the Lord this morning. Obey the Lord this morning.